our approach to reducing the deficit and growing our economy is what we like to call a grand generational bargain. And that basically means three things. First, we have to protect crucial investments in the future. The across-the-board cuts of the sequester were really harmful, and this is the time when interest rates are low that we should be investing in education and infrastructure and research. So it's about protecting investments. Secondly, it's about slowing the growth of entitlement spending over the long term. That's where the real drivers of government spending are right now with the retirement of the baby boom generation.
And that must be one of the biggest challenges, too.
Absolutely. I mean, because there's large interest groups out there like AARP who just are categorically opposed to any sort of reasonable changes to entitlements. But like I said before, I think small changes now can pay large dividends over the future. Mm-hmm. And the third crucial point is on the revenue side. We have to reform our broken and antiquated tax code. We lose over $1 trillion a year in revenue through tax expenditures, special interest loopholes, deductions, credits, exemptions. And I think if we plug a lot of those holes, we'll not only be able to have a more simple and competitive tax code, but we'll also be able to raise a significant amount more revenue.
That's a pretty big task. I mean, reforming the IRS could be something that a president would look on as a legacy issue, but do you see that being tackled anytime soon?
Well, I think that this has to come to take the shape of a bargain between the two parties. I mean, Democrats really care about the investment side of things. I think Republicans are more in tune with the need for longer-term entitlement changes, and they both agree on the need for tax reform. So the whole purpose behind negotiations, you have to know what the other side wants. Mm-hmm. And there has to be a little bit of give and take on both ends. And that's why we think an agreement over the next 3 months coming around this idea of investment, entitlement reform, and tax reform can be the solution in our way out of this gridlock.
So what's the agreement you're hoping to that can be forged in the next 3 months? That's not very long. And as you know, we're looking at another debt ceiling debate around about February 7th. Is there enough time to come to any kind of agreement in that amount of time, do you think?
Well, they might not be able to get the whole thing done, but they can surely put a down payment on a grand generational bargain. They can do a simple thing, which the president has already expressed support for. For example, a change CPI adjustment in Social Security, meaning change the rate of inflation to a more accurate technical change there, which will save some money. They can do corporate tax reform as one step forward on tax reform. They can roll back some of the painful cuts to the sequester, like to NIH, National Institutes of Health, or to Head Start. And that will help to build trust, which we need to be doing between both parties, because they don't trust each other, and nor are they talking to each other right now. So we hope that through this conference committee that's been set up, they can at least begin to make some steps forward and show the American people that they're not willing to repeat the same sort of madness that's been happening over the past few years and are willing to start working together on some solutions.
Some of the challenges, too, I think, and you've touched on this a wee bit, they seem to be, I mean, they go beyond the political, right? People are living longer. Healthcare is becoming more expensive. So some of those things that we take for granted, or, you know, my parents or my grandparents or your parents or grandparents might take for granted, good healthcare, you know, long life, living into your 80s and enjoying a kind of an active, healthy lifestyle, those things might not have been available sort of 30, 40 years ago for folks of that generation. So I think there are some kind of pretty big mountains to climb that go beyond the mere political divide that we're seeing right now in Congress.
Absolutely. I mean, there are demographic challenges that we're facing. There's costs embedded in our healthcare system that we're facing. These are really complex issues, and no one's suggesting that they're simple, but that's all the more reason why we have to begin tackling them in a serious way now and not be distracted by scoring political points.